Our guest speaker today actually has spent his entire life in Limud Torah and Harbatzis Torah. He learned in Kerbe Yavna and Beis HaTalmud, and especially at YU with the Rav. He's a Talmid Muvhak of the Rav, and in all his shiurim, somehow or other, quotes what the Rav has to say. That's in Limud HaTorah. In Harbatzis Torah, the man is tremendous. He's been a Ram at Maale Adomim, at Shalavim. He founded Yeshivat Mevaseret Yerushalayim, and was Rosh Yeshiva there as well. He founded MMY for women. Recently, he was in Toronto as Kovrosh Kolel. And now he heads the program on Emek Rafaim, called the Emek Learning Center. And that's where I have the privilege of learning with him twice a week. I wish I could go more. He's a wonderful, wonderful teacher. And we look forward to his words here this afternoon. The topic is the four cups, raisin wine, condition?
Kanditon.
Kanditon. Thank you very much. Kanditon. I'm glad you said that. And Kedushat Shvi'it. Thank you, Rav Azariah Berzon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah speaks about the mitzvah of Dalid Kosos. And he tells us the following. There's an obligation which is Doraisa. Chayev Adam Laharos es atzmo kilu hu yatzav b'Mitzrayim. A person is obligated to demonstrate that he left Mitzrayim. Lefichach, therefore, says the Rambam, Chayev Adam Lishtos Arba Kosos Bilel Tesvav B'Nisan. On this night, he has to drink four kosos. Clearly, the Rambam has given us a background, an introduction, a framework, if you will, to the mitzvah of Dalid Kosos. The word lefichach here, the Rambam, is a key word linking up the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim with Dalid Kosos. And this is what's called in the language of Shas, Shtias Dalid Kosos Derech Cherus. It's supposed to be a demonstration of Cherus. When a person drinks Dalid Kosos of Yayin, he is demonstrating the fact that he is a Ben Chorin. The Rambam goes on to tell us that there are two types of drinking which are questionable. One of these is called Shason Chai, and I'll explain in just a minute. The other is called Shason Bevasachas. And this is all based on a Sugyan Arvei Pesach. The Gemara says, according to the Rambam, again, there are different texts in the Gemara, but the Rambam's gears is as follows. Perek Zayin Alochates. Shasa Arba Kosos Elu, Miyayin She'eno Bozuk. In the old days, they had very concentrated wine. It was hardly palatable. And they used to add water. And the Rambam wants to know what's the din if he drinks four cups of Yayin Chai. That means undiluted wine. The Rambam says, Yidei Arba Kosos Yotza. He has fulfilled his mitzvah of Dalid Kosos. That seems to be all the Rambam has to tell us. That despite the fact that it's not the most pleasant wine, nevertheless he's fulfilled the mitzvah of Dalid Kosos. But the Rambam goes on and he says, V'lo yatza yidei cherus. He has not fulfilled his mitzvah of cherus. Then the Rambam goes on, just to complicate matters further, he says, Shasan li arba kosos elu bivasachas. He drinks them one after the other consecutively. The Rambam says, in such a case, yidei cherus yatza, yidei arba kosos lo yatza. So we have here a flip side, an opposite kind of reflection. On the one hand, in the case of Yayin Chai, he has fulfilled his mitzvah of Dalid Kosos, he has forfeited his mitzvah of cherus. On the other side, if he drinks four cups of wine, not undiluted, but fine, good wine, tasty wine, then the Rambam says he's fulfilled the mitzvah of Derech Cherus. Well, now I feel at home. Okay. But he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Dalid Kosos. Now, what's this all about? To complicate matters, the Rambam tells us that it's not just sufficient to drink Dalid Kosos. The Rambam says that these cups of wine have to be fit for the person. It's got to be subjective. You may be familiar with the minhag of going around on the night of the Seder asking people what kind of wine they want to drink and so forth and so on. That's based on this Rambam. The Rambam says, and that's the key word, it's got to be shtia arevalo. He's got to drink it in a way that's very enjoyable, very pleasurable to him. And therefore we want to make sure that the wine that is chosen is going to be the wine that fits his taste buds, his taste needs. In this entire picture, we get the impression from the Rambam that what Tosus writes at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim has to be totally incorrect. Let me explain. Tosfos says that in the Mishnah at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, the Mishnah wants to emphasize the significance of Dalet Kosos, and therefore it says that even an Ani B'Yisrael, a very poor person, has to be given Dalet Kosos, even if it has to take money from the community chest. Afilu mina tamchui. Now keep in mind, tamchui were those communal funds that were earmarked simply to give people food to eat. We're talking about a basic kitchen for food. And this money could be diverted and must be diverted for the sake of an ani to drink the Dalet Kosos. Tosus says that if you look carefully at the language of the Mishnah, there's one extra word in the Mishnah, just like with a dike in the Torah itself, with one extra word, so too in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, quote, lo yifchesu lo mi arba kosos. What's the extra word lo? The Mishnah claims Tosus could have just as well said, lo yifkesu mi arba kosos. What's the word lo? And Tosus comes to a very sensational conclusion. Tosus says that if this ani is the head of a household, obviously the members of his family are also equally poor, nevertheless, we have to guarantee lo for him, meaning the head of household, what we call the balabayit, that he be afforded, he be given dalet kosos. We don't have to go ahead and guarantee that every one of the members of the household be given dalet kosos. It's enough that he is given dalet kosos. And then Tosus explains his logic. Okay, we medayik it from the Mishnah. But if there's a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, shouldn't we guarantee that everyone sitting at the table should be provided with Dalet Kosos? And Tosfos says no. D'lo gara mikiddush b'leil Shabbos, or b'leil Yontif. Tosfos says that just like in Kiddush, one person, the Baal Bayis, will recite Kiddush over a cup of wine. No one else has to be provided with wine. And he is motzi, all those who are sitting at the table with his Kiddush. He recites the Kiddush over a cup of wine, and everyone answers Amen, or maybe even without Amen, that's an issue, and that's called Shomea Ka'ona. They're all Yotzei Zayin through his Kiddush. They don't have to be given a cup of wine. In fact, they don't even have to drink from a cup of wine. Says Tosus, why should Dalet Kosos be any more severe or harsh or demanding than Kiddush? If in Kiddush it's sufficient that you provide one kos for one person, and he's motzi everyone else at the table, no one else is drinking wine, the same logic should apply to Dalet Kosos. Now, this statement of Tosfos became very relevant back in the 1920s, during the time of the problems in Russia. Because in Russia, due to wars and other situations, it was very difficult to obtain, to procure, Dalet Kosos of Yayin. And the question is, do we have to provide everyone at the table with Dalet Kosos of Yayin? We can barely gather together one set of four Kosos of Yayin at that time. And because of the battles and the military activity at that time, Rav Yitzchak Zev HaLevi Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav, Zichrono Livracha, had to flee from Brisk. He was the Rav of Brisk after his father, Reb Chaim. And he came to the city of Chaslavich. Chaslavich was in White Russia. It was a little bit farther away. To spend Yontif with his brother, his older brother, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. And the two of them, when they got together right before Yontif, were Omeid al Aducha. And they were trying to figure out, how far do they have to go? It was impossible, virtually impossible, to procure enough wine for everyone participating in the Seder. And they decided that since they were able to get four cups of wine and only four cups, they would provide the Mekadesh, I shouldn't say the Mekadesh, we'll call him the Bala Seder, the Bala Bayit, with the four cups of wine. He would recite the four brachos that are respective to the four cups, and everyone would be Yotze the Mitzvah. And now they asked another question. Well, what about the other people sitting at the table? They're not drinking Dalit Kosos. How could they fulfill their mitzvah? So they said, you know what? We're going to rely on Tosfos. Since Tosfos says, Lo gara mi kiddush, and in the case of kiddush, it's enough that the Makadesh recites his kiddush over Dalit Kosos, over, in that case, one Kos, and he has a Kos of Yayin, and he could be motzi everyone at the table with his kiddush. So too, says Tosfos, one person will make the kiddush, presumably we'll call him the Bala Bayis, and the other three brachos as well, on the four cups of Yayin, and everyone else will be otzei. But both Rav Moshe and his brother Rav Velvel understood that relying on Tosfos was only possible b'shas adchak, only because they had no other option. Logically, Tosfos makes no sense. Why? The mitzvah of Dalit Kosos is not the same as the mitzvah of Kiddush. In the case of Kiddush, the mitzvah is, in the jargon of the Soloveitchik dynasty, Sidur Bracha Ala Kos, to set up the bracha of Kiddush over a kos. The drinking of the cup is secondary. In fact, the halacha really says that the Makadish doesn't even have to drink the wine. He can give it over to someone else. Not only that, he only has to drink Mole Lugmav, and beyond that, Shtios Mitztarfos. He could have a bunch of people at the table. Each one drinks, let's say, four people splitting it up equally, and there's only one Revius. Each one gets one quarter of a Revius Yayin. There's no separate halacha of Shtia. In that sense, Kiddush is what's called a classical Koshel Bracha. A Koshel Bracha means that a Bracha has to be recited. Just we have Halach of Ein Shir El B'Yayin. We want the Bracha, thanking Hashem and praising God, to be over a cup of wine. The Shtia itself, the drinking of the wine, is not an integral part of the mitzvah. Not so in the case of Dalit Kosos. In fact, in the case of Dalit Kosos, many Rishonim, amongst them the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ran, all are of the opinion that you have to drink Rov cups, which means if I have a very tall cup of wine on Leil Pesach, I have to drink most of that kos. It's not enough that I drink Revius or Mole Lugmav, and certainly it's not sufficient if I divide it up amongst those who are sitting at the table. Each person is required to drink, and that's the essence of the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos. The mitzvah is defined not as Sidur Bracha Al HaKos. It's not that the kos becomes secondary to and tafel to the bracha. On the contrary, the bracha itself is secondary. The essence of the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos is to demonstrate Cherus by drinking the Dalit Kosos. The Shtia is critical. How then can Tosfos say that one person will recite a Bracha Ala Kos and everyone else will be Yotze the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos, one after the other? That's very good in the case of Kiddush, because in Kiddush the mitzvah is the Bracha, but in the case of Dalit Kosos, where the mitzvah is what? The Shtia. It's not enough that one person recite the bracha. We need the Shtia of everyone else. If I could use the terminology, the Brisker Rav doesn't use this terminology, of the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says that there's no din of shlichus in a mitzvah shebegufo. Meaning, I can't ask you to put tefillin on for me and be yotze vicariously, just like I cannot be yotze the mitzvah of jumping into a mikvah by sending you to the mikvah. My goof has to be in the mikvah. And so too, I have to take a lulav and I have to eat the matzah, etc., etc. When it comes to shtia, to drinking, your shtia cannot relate to me. It's very good as far as a bracha is concerned. Now your bracha can relate to me, and all the members of the household will be yotze through the bracha of the Mekadesh. That's wonderful in the case of Kiddush, insofar as Kiddush is just another example of a koshel bracha. Not everyone has to drink from the koshel bracha. We have many examples of a koshel bracha. Havdalah is a koshel bracha. We don't require shtia. And you know, if you have a Sheva bracha is for a chasikala for 7 days, that's also a koshel bracha. We have many examples of a koshel bracha. But there's no requirement of shtia, of drinking from the kos. In contrast, the essence of the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos Derech Cherus is to drink the kos. And therefore, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, together with Rav Velvel, said that, look, we have no choice. And in this particular case, since we can only obtain one set of Dalet Kosos of Yayin, what are we going to do? We're going to have to rely on Tosus. Even though Tosus makes no sense, in the logic of Halacha, his equation, his analogy between Kiddush and Dalet Kosos is fallible. Nevertheless, let's rely on Tosus. Let's make sure that everyone at the Seder table will listen to the four brachos on the four kosos respectively. They will not be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of shtia, but at least the Baal HaSeder, who has in front of him a koshel yayin, he will fulfill the mitzvah of shtia. They'll just listen passively to his brachos, in this case four different brachos. Let's just go over the four brachos. The first bracha is Kiddush, the second bracha is Magid, the third bracha is Birkas HaMazon, and the fourth bracha is Halil or Shira. If not, that way.
Can I ask a question? Maybe it's a dinen chabura that the Leil HaSeder is a chiyuv, sure, on each every individual. However, if there is a chabura together, so the chiyuv is on the chabura, and if the chiyuv is on the chabura, so the whole. Everyone connected with that chabura.
The only problem I have, Rabbi Lebel, is the following. I don't know, maybe you do, but I don't know of any precedent to a shtia that's implemented, a mitzvah shtia that's implemented by one person representing a group. If there's a chiv shtia, we can join together as a chabura like we do in the Korban Pesach.
Chabura.
Right.
If the chiv is on the chabura, so whoever drinks is representing the chabura.
It's very difficult to find a precedent for that. Even in the case of Korban Pesach, by the way, where we join together as a chabura, the korban has to be eaten, at least the kezayis worth, by every member of the chabura. And that's the closest thing I could get to a chabura. But in any event, give me a few minutes to try to develop a breakthrough of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, together with his brother, Rav Velfel. They came up with the following idea. You may remember that we started our discussion by wondering what's the pshat in the Rambam when the Rambam says that if he drinks Yayin Chai, he's Yotzei Dalet Kosos, but he's not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Cheres. If on the other hand he drinks Bevasachas, meaning he drinks one cup after the other, he's Yotzei the Mitzvah of Cheres, but he's not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. So the Brisker Rav and Rav Chaim, and Rav Moshe, again, this was a piece of Torah that they worked out together back in Chaslavich, but it's published here in the Brisker Rav. And he quotes the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Zayin, Arba Kosei Tiknu Rabbon and Derech Cherus. The Chachomim established four cups, a requirement of four cups, Derech Cherus. Kol Chada V'Chada, Neved Be Mitzvah. And we should recite a bracha on each one of these kosos. So you see, already in the language of the Gemara, that there are two dimensions to the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. First and foremost, the Chazal Masakin to drink Dalet Kosos Derech Cherus. And then, the Rabbanan added another dimension, namely four brachos. So they claim that within the context of what we call Dalet Kosos, and we assume that it's one entity, it's really not one entity. It could be smashed, it could be broken down into two different dimensions. And each one stands on its own two feet independent of the other. One dimension is shtir. It's the drinking of the kosos. As we said at the outset, the Rambam says, Chayav onam liros es atzmo, kilu hu yatzam Mitzrayim. How does he implement that, demonstrating that he left Mitzrayim? He drinks Dalet Kosos, Derech Cherus. That's the original, essential takana and the guts or the kishkas of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Shtia Derech Cherus. But in addition, Chazal said that there's another mitzvah here, and that's Koshel Bracha. That's going to be the bracha that's recited over each one of those kosos. And now we can begin to understand the difference between Yayin Chai on the one hand and Shasan Bevasachas on the other. In the case of Yayin Chai, since this wine is very difficult, it's hardly palatable, you cannot consider it as derech cherus. But on the other hand, the halacha is, whether it's in Birkas HaMazon, whether it's in Kiddush, Umitum, as we say, wherever you look at a koshal bracha, you could be yotzei the mitzvah of a koshal bracha on Yayin Chai. Yayin Chai is perfect for a koshal bracha. Again, mitzvah min amuvchar is to make the yayin more beautiful, more palatable, and so forth, but a Yayin Chai is fine for the mitzvah of koshal bracha. Is Memela, the Gemara makes a lot of sense. If he drinks four cups of Yayin Chai, he forfeits the mitzvah of Derech Cherus, because Chai is not Cherus, but nevertheless he obtains the mitzvah of Koshal Bracha. So the four brachas that were established on the four cups, he fulfills like any Koshal Bracha, because that mitzvah of four brachos can be fulfilled even with Yayin Chai. Now we flip over to the other case. And now we're going to talk about Shasan Bevasachas. He drank four wonderful cups of wine. They weren't Chai, they were Mazu. But he drank them bazeh achar zeh consecutively without reciting the brachos. And the Gemara says the following: Yidei cheres yotza, yidei dalid kosos lo yotza. What's the pshat? Yidei cheres yotza because the mitzvah was drink four cups of wine. Yidei bracha, meaning that there are four cups of bracha, that he did not fulfill. Why? Because he drank them one after the other. He left out each bracha on the post. And therefore, the only thing he can gain here, which is not insignificant, is the kos of cherus, because he drank indeed four cups of wine. Yayin mazug, not yayin chai. But what he forfeits is the mitzvah of koshal bracha, because koshal bracha requires that you recite a bracha, and here what he did is he just simply took four cups, filled them up with wine, and drank them one after the other consecutively.
What if he didn't make a bracha at all?
If he didn't make a bracha at all, then for sure he forfeits the koshal bracha, but he still gets the mitzvah of cherus. Why? Because the mitzvah of cherus is to demonstrate that I'm a ben chorin, here I'm drinking wine. Okay.
That's a big cue. Does anybody ever say that?
I just can tell you what I had here. So let's get back to Chaslavich back in the 20s. Now, Rav Moshe and Rav Velva want to know the following. They had four cups of wine. Fine. Now we're going to have the Bala Seder, the Bala Bayit, is going to recite the four brachos over the four cups of wine. We're going to rely on Tosfos, B'shas Adchak. What does that mean, rely on Tosfos? They say that when Tosfos claims that Logara Mikidush, what Tosfos means is that as far as a koshal brach is concerned, the Dalit Kosa is not inferior to Kiddush. And to the same extent, you could be Yotze with Shomea Ka'one, since the Mekadesh himself made the bracha over the Kos, so too in Dalit Kosos as a koshal bracha. Only one person is going to drink the wine, and Afinami, he's the only one who's going to fulfill the second dimension, namely Kos, Shtias HaKos, Derech Cherus. The other members of the party are going to have to forfeit that mitzvah of Derech Cherus because we simply cannot supply them with enough wine. Tosfos is saying that if, in the case of an Ani, we don't have the funds to guarantee that every member of the household be provided with Dalit Kosos, Chach at least, let's obtain the Kiyum of Koshal Bracha. And therefore, what Tosfos is saying is that if we provide the Balabayis with a cup of wine, he's going to be motzi all the other members of the household with the bracha. So we have four brachas and everyone listens to them. Ein achinami as far as shtiyas hakos, there's only one person who will fulfill the mitzvah of shtiyas hakos. But b'shas hadchak, if that's the only possibility that we have, we'll take what we can get. And what we can get here is dalid kosa shel bracha, forfeiting the kiyum of derech cheres because we don't have more than four cups of wine. Then they ask them,
but they have to recline according to this.
Oh, recline with what? Without a shtiyah? Again, they don't have a shtiyah. Bal Seder for sure. At least he gets both kiyumim. Again, you know, you could talk here in terms of Masechta Horios, which is called triage. You know, who should drink the four cups? But I'm assuming right now, you know, we're prejudiced in favor of the Bala Bayit, or maybe we should divide it up amongst the four members. Each one get a chance at drinking a kos. I don't know. But be that as it may, the point is that they had one person making the four kosos over Yayin, there were four cups of wine. Everyone was Yotze, the Koshal Bracha dimension, by listening, but they didn't have the mitzvah of Kos, of Shtias HaKos, Derech Cherus. So now they ask themselves the following question. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that even though Dalit Kosos requires Yayin, nevertheless, Bishasad Chak, you can use Chamra de Medina. What would be examples of Chamra de Medina? Again, Sheikhar is probably out of the question because it's Pesach, but there are apple ciders. They used to have also a drink that was made out of honey, out of dvash, and these were very popular back in White Russia in those times. That's called Chamar Medina. So they thought the following. If the Baal HaSeder has four cups of yayin, should we at least provide every member of the household with Chamar Medina, such that although they will not be able to drink Yayin, let's rely on the Ramah who says that if there's no Yayin, you can drink Chamar Medina. So that's great. The Baal HaSeder is going to recite his Dalet Brachos over Dalet Kosos Shel Yayin. The members of the community there in the house will listen to his brach. They'll be yotzei the mitzvah of Kosher Brach. In addition, they'll get a shtia. What shtia will they get? They'll be drinking apple cider. Okay, what do you gain by drinking apple cider? The Ramah says, B'shasat Chak, you can fulfill the mitzvah with Chamar Medina. What do you think they decide? No, for sure not. Why not?
Because that's only to fulfill the mitzvah kosher brach.
Excellent. Beautiful. They said we don't gain anything. We gain absolutely zero. When the Ramah says that b'shas hadchak, you can use chamar medina, he's talking about the mitzvah kosher bracha. Because for kosher bracha, chamar medina is acceptable. It's valid. But as far as shtia is concerned, the mitzvah derech eruv, for that you need yayin. The Ramah is only addressing the situation in which they had no yayin. So he says, at least chach, let's gain the mitzvah of kosher bracha. So the Soloveitchik brothers said the following. As far as kosher bracha is concerned, they were already yotzei with the bracha of the Baal HaSeder, right? Of the Mekadesh, etc., etc. Ela what, shtia? Shtia, they don't have yayin. What are you going to do? Provide them with Chamar Medina, you've gained absolutely nothing, because Chamar Medina is not a kiyum of shtias, dalit kosos derech eruv, for that you need yayin. And what are you going to gain? Kosher bracha. They already have kosher bracha, so there's no need and no point to providing the members of the household with Chamar Medina. But now we get to point number two. And this is the question of Kiddush. The first of the Dalet Kosos is Kiddush.
So according to them, if somebody can't drink wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So according to them, it doesn't pay to have the Chamar de Medina either.
Is somebody making the bracha for him? Oh, but let's say I'm alone at a Seder.
If I'm alone at the Seder, I'll
recite Kiddush over apple cider.
So they say you should use Chamar de Medina, but according to them, you shouldn't. You just... Because you're not gaining anything.
Again, it all depends on your scenario.
You have the other people drinking. You have the Baal HaSeder.
Right, what's he drinking?
He's going to drink wine.
Oh, good.
If someone who can't drink wine, according to this, shouldn't drink the Chamar de Medina.
Yeah, it's pointless. He doesn't get anything. Right. The only time that the Ramah makes sense is that we have no wine whatsoever. We want to at least obtain the mitzvah of kosher bracha. Let's do so over Chamar Medina. Okay. Now we get to Hakafa Bet. Okay. With regard to Kiddush, as a mitzvah unto itself, the Shitas HaRambam is that Yayin, general Yayin, is not enough. What do I mean? The Rambam paskins, based on a Sugim Baba Basra, that Perikov Tes Milchus Shabbos Halacha Yudalid, Ein makachin ela al yayin haroy lenasech al gabi mizbeach. The Gemara has an analogy between Kiddush and Nisuch HaYayin al gabi mizbeach. Nisuch HaYayin was Shira, Kiddush is Shira, and with that analogy, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, at least that's the way the Rambam understands the sugya, that you'll need yayin shekosher lenisuch al gabi mizbeach, which excludes the following kinds of wine. Any wine that's already cooked, yayin mevushal, any wine that has an admixture of sugars in it, or dvash, which is called kanditon, that was the word we couldn't figure out in English, those wines are pasul, are completely invalid for the mitzvah of Kiddush according to the Rambam. Other Rishonim say the Gemara meant to exclude just a yayin that's spoiled or it has a bad smell to it, but you can use kanditon, you can use yayin mevushal and take grape juice, and it's everything's wonderful. The Rambam, however, says no. You need for Kiddush yayin haroy v'naseach agavim mizbeach. Now, the Rav, Zichron Avracha, didn't always share with us his personal minhagim. I guess the Bostonians knew about them, but we down in New York weren't always zocha. And in this case, he told us that he was makbid for the Shita Saramba. Now, this becomes very fascinating on Leil HaPesach. Why? Because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, all based on the Yerushalmi, say that Yotzim B'dalid Kosos Afilu B'yayin Mevushal U'Bekanditon. For the mitzvah on Leil HaPesach, you don't need Yayin Haroy L'Naseach Al Gabi Mizbeach. So the Rav tried to figure out what he should do with the first cup of the four cups of wine. That first cup has a double kiyum to it. It's yontif, and I require kiddush. Insofar as I'm machmir for the shita sarambam, I have to exclude kanditon or yayin mevushal. On the other hand, that first cup is also kiyum of the first of the four cups of dalid kosos, and the Rambam admits that with regard to dalid kosos, it's okay to use kanditon, etc., mevushal. So the Rav did the following. The first cup of the four, he was makbid for yayin she'eno mevushal v'yein bo tarova shel dvash. No sugars, no honey. Why? Because the first cuss has to obtain the kiyum of kiddush. For the rest, for the balance of the dalid kosos, the other three kosos, it was fine. He was very liberal about it. Any wine that you want to use, that's okay. In other words, it comes out like this. That if you were to make kiddush as the first of the four cups of yayin on kanditon, you would be yotzei the mitzvah of the first cup of the dalid kosos. But on the other hand, you'd be forfeiting l'shitas harambam the mitzvah of kiddush. Therefore, we have to require kiddush for the first of the four cups, yayin sheino mevushal, in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush, which according to Rambam requires yayin haroy l'naseach agavi mizbeach li'ikufa. Okay. Now we're ready for my main topic for today. Everything else was just an introduction. The Rav wanted to know the following. One person is reciting Kiddush on behalf of the entire household. We're going to guarantee that what the Yayin that he has in front of him is Yayin She'enu Mevushal. Is Yayin HaRoy L'Naseach Al Gabe Mizbeach. To be Yotzei, the additional mitzvah of Kiddush. Fine. What about the other members of the household? Is it okay if I give them kanditon, yayin mevushal? Or do I have to make sure that they too, like the Makadish himself, will recite kiddush over yayin haroy v'naseach agavi mizbeach? L'chora, the pashtus is, there's no need to be makbid as far as they're concerned. Because what kind of mitzvah do they fulfill by drinking the wine? The mitzvah of dalid kosos, and that includes derech eros. Maybe it's even a kiyum and a hidra of derech eros if it's got an added mixture of sugar in it. However, there's an additional mitzvah here of kiddush that they yotzei through shomer kahona, meaning vicariously through the mitzvah of kiddush that's being recited by the makadish. So the makadish makes kiddush over yayin haroy l'naseach. Everyone else is yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush by hearing his kiddush. As far as the mitzvah of shtir is concerned, they're going to be drinking a kos that's a kos of dalid kosos to obtain the mitzvah of derech eros. As far as that mitzvah is concerned, there's no need for yayin haroy l'naseach agavi mizbeach. Now, both say, you're following me. There's an unbelievable, what I call, brisket tzvei dinim here. There's literally a tzvei dinim. There's the first cuss of yayin has a split personality. On the one end, it's kiddush. On the other hand, it's dalid kosos. As far as kiddush is concerned, we're going to need this high level of yayin, haroy l'naseach. Fine. The Makadish has that. He's going to be real to everyone else. He's going to be fulfilling their requirement vicariously by listening to the Mekadesh. None of us, now we have a mitzvah shtia. As far as the mitzvah shtia is concerned, even the Rambam agrees that I can use kanditon, etc. So the members of the household could fulfill their mitzvah by shtia. And the Rav said no. Now I have here a photocopy of the Nefesh HaRav of Rav Shechter, in which he says that the Rav was machmir, that everyone at the table should have yayin for the first cup. Again, it's only relevant to the first cup. Should have yayin aroy l'nasech al gabim mizbeach. Why is that so? So I'm going to read to you the language of Rav Shechter. He writes here in the name of the Rav that Bilel Pesach Be'inon, we need shakos harishon shall call echad v'echad shall adalid kosos yeah hakos harishon yeah dino kikos shall kiddush. That with regard to the first of the four kosos of yayin for the mitzvah of dalid kosos derecherus, I need to have a din of kosher kiddush. I guess you could say a chalashen kosher kiddush. And that requirement applies to kol echad v'echad. He says, even though midin shomer ka'one, he was yotzei the brach without reciting the brach of kiddush, nevertheless the kiddush has to be on a kos that's yayin aroy l'naseach, and that requirement applies not only to the mekadesh, but to everyone sitting at the table. In Cain, he says, birchas ha-kiddush al kos shel yayin amunach lefanov, and that's what he was mach. Now, Rabosai, you know, I like chumras if they're lumdish. But like Yesh Gvul, as we say, I don't begin to understand what he's talking about. We've just finished establishing that there are two dimensions to the mitzvah of Kos Rishon. There's one dimension called Kiddush, and there's another dimension called Dalit Kosos. I can be Mekayim them both with one Shtia, correct? I'm actually, one mitzvah I'm being Mekayim with Bracha, and the other with Shtia. And that's fine. Now, as far as the Mesubim are concerned, if I could use that term, they yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush because the Mekadesh was Mekadesh over a kos haroy l'naseich. Why then should I require that every other member of the household have in front of him a kos that's different than the kosos, the balance of the four kos, the other three, but rather a kos that's royal kiddush? Why should the din of kiddush, as he formulates it, be chal vis-a-vis every single one of the members of the household? This I don't understand. And Rav Shechter leaves it just like that. I wanted to take a stab at this. Are you okay with me? All right. If anyone wants to, but I'm not Rav Nos, I'm not going with Kabur. Okay. I want to suggest the following. There's a strange phenomenon over here. I call it the piggyback phenomenon. The Gemara says that they were misakin, the Rabbanu were misakin four cups of yayin, shtia derecheus, and then they sort of jumped on the bandwagon and added four brachos. Each kos gets its own bracha. It's a little bit odd in terms of the logistics of it. You know, now that we're drinking four cups of wine, you know, let's add four brachos. Perhaps we could go a little bit further. What the Chazal wanted to do, perhaps, is to enhance the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. What do I mean? The Rambam says, you remember the Lefichach that we started with, that we have to re-experience Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we drink four cups of wine. So one could argue, okay, I drink four cups of wine, and now I've demonstrated that I'm a Ben Chorin. Perhaps the Rabbanan wanted to fine-tune it. It's a lot more profound than just that. It's not just the perfunctory act of drinking four cups of wine. They wanted to add a Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim to every single one of the four kosos. Now watch this. In the case of Kos Shtayim, and in the case of Kos Arba, in the second and fourth, I have no problem. If I want to push this thesis, this agenda, no sweat. The second Kos is the Kos of Magid. That's the essence of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the case of the fourth Kos, that's the Kos of Hallel. Hallel, arguably, is an integral part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in the cases of Kos A, Kos number one, Kiddush, and Kos three, Kos C, which is the Kos of Birchas HaMazon, those are brachos, which at the face of it, have nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. These brachos are not generated by Leil HaPesach. These kosos belong to a much more universal mitzvah. Every yontif, every Shabbos, every Kedushayom requires Kiddush. Every time I eat a Sa'uda, I'm required to be Mavarech Birkas HaMazon. The Nusach hasn't changed one iota. See, here I want to tell you two things. Number one, I'm a big fan, if you have the time for it, of something called the Haggadah Shlema. Have you ever seen it? By Rav Nachum Kasher, he was a genius. So in his Haggadah Shlema, he publishes the Nusach Kiddush of Rav Sadia Gaon. It's 2 pages long. It's the longest Kiddush you and I have ever dreamt of. And this was his Kiddush for Leil Pesach. And in this Kiddush, he goes into great detail about Yetzias Mitzrayim. What was Rav Sadia Gaon trying to accomplish? He was trying to integrate Kiddush into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It goes even beyond this. The Nesivos has a Haggadah called Maisa Nisim, in which he claims that the reason why we don't have a bracha on Magid, Asher Kidshanu v'mitzvosu v'tzivanu, al Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is because we were already Yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where? In Kiddush. Vos where? I looked in Kiddush, I didn't see a word about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The answer is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Excellent, excellent. I'm with you 100%. If that be the case, then perhaps I could be chutzpidik and apply this to Birkas HaMazon. Because even in Birkas HaMazon, we thank Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, it's not just a piggyback that's mechanically suitable and coincidental that we have 4 brachos and we're going to organize those 4 brachos for the 4 respectively corresponding to the 4 cups of wine and the 2 separate entities, and the 4 brachos may or may not have anything to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. No! Maybe we could argue just the opposite. That these 4 brachos, each one in its own way, connect to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what we have to do with these brachos is we have to connect these brachos to the Kos. If I have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in Glatten of Elter and I start talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim and I don't connect it to the Kos, then that doesn't make that Kos into a Kos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do I make that Kos into a Kos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? By connecting the Sipur with the Kos. In the cases of the second, third, and fourth brachos, I can do that even over kaditon, even over yayin mevushal. But in the case of Kiddush, if I want to set up that brach of Kiddush on a kos, to the linkage requires a kos of Kiddush. If it doesn't have what I call the Chal Hashem Adin Kiddush, Koshel Kiddush on it, then the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Kiddush has no relationship whatsoever to that first kos. Ismaila, the Rav, wanted to say the following, that's just surmising, that it's not enough that the Makadish himself drink this wine of Kiddush. The Yayin Shel Kiddush, HaKoshel Kiddush, has to be provided for every single one of them. Because each single one of them wants to hook up to the Kiddush, and by hooking up his shtia and his toast to Kiddush, he now accomplishes this link of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim plus kos and shtia. The only thing is, if this be correct, I have a problem. The Magen Avraham writes that, let's say, I'll give you the a scenario, he doesn't give the scenario, but let's say that nightfall on the Leil HaPesach is at 8 p.m. Bidyuk, as the Israelis say, bull, okay? The clock strikes 8, and now it's the night. So the halacha is that you have to drink Dalit Kosos after nightfall. the normal mechanism called Tosefes Yontif does not apply with regard to Dalet Kosos. This is all based on a pasuk by Korban Pesach, V'ochlos HaBosa B'Laila, say you need Laila. And we postulate that matz has to be eaten after nightfall, and Dalet Kosos have to be drunk after nightfall. Says the Taz, if he recites the Kiddush at 1 minute to 8, and he synchronizes his shtia with 8 p.m., he's Yotze. Why? Because the Kiddush could be Mibodyon after Tosefes Yontif. But the shtia has to be Balayla. It's stuff you see from the Taz, that the Taz understood that the Kiddush is just a universal Kiddush of every Yontif. It's not part and parcel of CPT Mitzrayim. If it were, then I'd have to wait till nightfall, till Laila, even for the recitation of the Kiddush. But Rabosai, if you want to, you could forget about everything I said to you. If you want. Because I think I have a better pshat in why the Rav was machmir. And here I base myself on the Avudraham. The Avudraham asks the very famous question, he made it famous. Why is there no mitzvah, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? Asher kidshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al shtias Dalet Kosos. And the Avudraham gives his answer. Okay? Are you familiar with this? The Avudraham, it's a very complicated Avudraham. He wants to say that he can't make a bracha on Dalet Kosos, he's already mitzuva v'omed on the first kos. Irrelevant to Dalet Kosos because it's a mitzvah Kiddush, and anyway he's chayev, so he can't say he's chayev in Dalet Kosos because he's chayev really in Gimel Kosos, but he can't make a bracha on Gimel Kosos because he's really chayev in Dalet Kosos. That itself requires a shiur for an hour to figure out racky brains what he meant. But I'll tell you what I think the answer is. Chasdei David, his name is Rav David Pardo. He's the author of many, many works. He wrote the Chasdei David on the Tosefta, which is published in the back of the Shas Bavli, the Vilna Shas. And he claims that he has an answer to the following question. Why is it that we don't make a bracha asher kidshanu v'tzosev v'tzivanu on Birkas HaMazon? Why don't we make a bracha asher kidshanu v'tzosev v'tzivanu on Birkas HaTorah? Why don't we make a bracha asher kidshanu v'tzosev v'tzivanu on Kiddush? And he says the answer is that a Birkas HaMitzvah is required over a mitzvah, but not over a bracha. When the bracha and the mitzvah are one and the same, there's no need for a birchas mitzvah, because the mitzvah itself is the bracha. And he explains. He says that a mitzvah is called, in kodshim terms, is called kodshei kodshim. It's holy of holies. And in order to allow a Jew, to permit a Jew to go ahead and do this mitzvah, he's got to recite a bracha. He's got to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise God, and then, and only then, he could go ahead, proceed to fulfill the mitzvah. Says the Chasdei David, I need a redemption on Kodshei Kodshim. That's true. I need to redeem the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is essentially a bracha, it doesn't need a pidyon. Something that has its own built-in pidyon does not require another act of pidyon. If that be the case, Rabbosai, then there's no need to answer the question of the Avudraham. The Avudraham wanted to know, why didn't Chazal establish a bracha on the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? The answer is, because each one of the Dalet Kosos has its own bracha. But Rabbosai, here I want you to be very careful. It doesn't mean that coincidentally there happens to be an overlap of Dalet Kosos of Shtia and Dalet Kosos of Bracha. It means that I have to be Mavarech on a kos, after the bracha is recited on the kos, then comes the mitzvah of shtia. Again, listen carefully. What is the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? Is it shtias Dalet Kosos? Or is it shtias Dalet Kosos shel bracha? And the answer is that it must be shtias Dalet Kosos shel bracha, in which the bracha is essential to the mitzvah, because I don't just drink a cup of wine. I drink a cup of wine which has a different status to it, and that status is a kos shel bracha. So when the Gemara says that arba kosos tiknu chachamim, derech cherus, the kol chada v'chada bracha, what it means is that the kol chada v'chada bracha is defining the mitzvah of shtiyas dalit kosos. The shtiyas dalit kosos has got to be shtiyas dalit kosos shel bracha. The bracha itself establishes the shtiyah and the kos. Again, I don't mind if you accept the taz and you can recite kiddush before nightfall, that's fine. However, the kiddush has to set up the kos as a kosher bracha. On a kosher bracha, Chazal established the mitzvah of shtiyah, not just the shtiyas kos, but a shtiyas kosher bracha. If that be the case, Rabbosai, if I'm sitting at the table and my father is reciting kiddush al hayayin, and now I want to go ahead and fulfill my chiyuv of shtiyah by drinking the kos, what kos is in front of me? Is my father's bracha related to my kos? Has my father's bracha, in this case the first bracha of kiddush, established or transformed my kos into a kosher bracha? And the answer is, it depends. If it's a kos of yayin she'eno eno mevushal, or yayin she'eno bo sukkar, then eno chinami. His bracha could be chal on my kos. And that uplifts or upgrades the kos to the status of a kosher bracha. Now I have a mitzvah of shtiyah. But if my kos is not fit for kiddush, that means the bracha of kiddush could not be chal on my kos, because it's ain't a roi, l'nisach al-gabim mizbeach. Then that kos is just a regular kosher yayin that I take out a bottle of wine from the fridge, pour it into a cup, and I drink it. Shkoyah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to drink a kosher bracha. Is memela, since the bracha is an integral part of the mitzvah, that's why they weren't misaking another bracha, because there's a pigeon already built into the mitzvah. I don't need another external pigeon on top with a bracha to be poed to kachim, because there's already a bracha inherent in the mitzvah itself. If this be the case, we have two approaches to understand this chumrah of Rav Soloveitchik. And Rav Shechter, I don't know. He just says something about Shomei HaKa'ona. This discussion has nothing whatsoever to do with Shomei HaKa'ona. I'm going to write him a letter. I know him well. He was my Rebbe in high school here. And I would tell you the following. What the Rav is saying is one of two things. Either he's saying that the Shtiyas HaKos is a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because of the Sipur that's linked up to the Kos. In that case, I have to assume that Kiddush, and for that matter the other three Brachos, are all part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's one possibility. Or the second possibility is that maybe the Rav meant something totally different. Eino Chinami, the Bracha of Kiddush, is the universal mitzvah of Kiddush. Has nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's a bracha, and that bracha has to become an integral part of the kos. The bracha itself is koveah, it sets up the kos as a kosher bracha. And the mitzvah of shtiyah is shtiyas kosher bracha. Everyone at the table has to be provided with a kos of kiddush, where the bracha of kiddush could be chal on the kos. If the yayin in that kos is not roi l'kiddush, then the bracha of kiddush is not chal on this thing. Rabbosai, if, and with this I conclude, I don't know if we're out of time or not, I don't know. What does that say?
Yeah, plenty of time.
What does that say? I can't even read that.
Four.
Oh, that dalit is four. Okay, I should have figured that out. I get that far I got in the alphabet.
She is 7 o'clock.
Okay, so I want to say the following, Rabbi Liddell, that the Rav's Chumrah is wonderful. But if somebody would have asked me, halacha l'maisa, do I have to guarantee, let's say I was their rabbi, you know, we had a phrase, you remember this phrase, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. If I was the local Orthodox rabbi, and a congregant of mine, or a Talmud of mine, would ask me, Rebbe, we have this very special yayin of the Rambam's Kiddush wine. You know, I have a Talmud, by the way, who runs around with this kind of wine. You know, wherever he goes, if he's a guest, and certainly at his own table, he's got this brisket wine, you know, because we're machmir for the Rambam Shita. It's royal in Asech, al gabim Zech. I'm waiting for the Beis HaMikdash to be built, so this guy is going to be the first one alive to come up with his yayin for Nisa. And he asks me, do I have to guarantee that everyone else at the Seder table also be provided with this upgraded yayin sheroil in nasech in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush? I would tell him no. Again, maybe Chilas Kvod my Rebbe, but I'm just saying, it would seem to me that that's absolutely unnecessary. As far as Yayin, Haroil, and Asecha of Gamzbeach, all I need is that the Mekadesh recite that bracha. That sets up Kiddush, and everyone at the table will be Yotze with his Kiddush because it was on that Yayin. Shtia, Kaditon is fine. Why do I say this? Let's go back to square one where we started. We started with the case of Shason Bevasachas. He's got four cups and he pours four cups of wine and he drinks them Bozeh Harzeh. What is the Rambam Paskin? Yidei Cherus Yatza. Yabonashol. What do you mean Yidei Cherus Yatza? He didn't recite the brachas. He did not set up each kus as a kosher bracha. In other words, the whole point of our understanding of the Rambam in the cases of Shason Bevatzachas or Shason Chai is to separate between these two dimensions of the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos. There's one kium of Cherus, there's another kium of Bracha, and they could be separated. That's the entire point of this sugya and the psak of the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Milchus Chametz Matzah. That in one case I could be yotze derech cherus and forfeit koshal bracha. That's going to be the case where he doesn't make any brachas, he drinks them consecutively. In the other case, I will forfeit the mitzvah of derech cherus of shtia in favor of the mitzvah of koshal bracha. That's yayin chai. But the whole thrust of what the Rambam is establishing is that these two kiyumim, if you will, these two dimensions of Dalit Kosos are independent one of the other. So the Rav is coming with a chiddush that I think, at the face of it, and if anyone here could defend the Rav, I'll be very excited, is against the Gemara itself. What the Rav wants to say is no, there's not just some sort of technical and mechanical overlap of two different mitzvahs, one mitzvah of shtia derech cherus, chayv adam laharus esatzmo, and another mitzvah of koshal bracha. No! The koshal shabracha are not coincidental, they are intrinsically connected to the shtia. How do I connect them? Well, I have the yayin on which I can be mavarech. In the case of kiddush, I need to drink the yayin that's royal kiddush, and that's the way I connect the two. But if that's so, then how do I understand shason bevasachas yotza yedei cherus, which the Rambam says that's fine for cherus? Again, you could argue that maybe the Rambam means b'dieved and so on, but that's not the simple pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says shason bevasachas yedei cherus yotza. Why yedei cherus yotza? There was no bracha. Okay, then, Rabbosai, we shall be zochem v'tz Hashem to mekayim all the mitzvahs of Leil HaPesach. Now they're calculating wild numbers here. I don't know how many mitzvahs there are in the Leil HaSekter. I don't know if you're up on this. They're quoting these different interpretations and so forth and so on. But whatever number there is, it's an exciting night of the year. It's really a night that's endowed with special kedusha, special holiness. We should all be zochim to Hashem to mekayim those mitzvahs kilchasam, and we should eat nochal min azvachim apsachim v'meir v'yameinu.